Discovery presents The Grumbleweed. Carl, Graham, Morris, and Robin in Safari So Good.
Well, I don't care what anybody says, Ratfish. Oh, this is the life.
It is, lad, yeah.
This is what living's all about.
Absolutely.
What do you say, Wilfred?
I do, yeah, it is, definitely, yeah.
Ah, this is the life, all right.
Life was never meant to be complicated, Ratfish.
It wasn't, Gaffer, no.
Life is all about the simple things.
And I'm looking at three of them now.
I don't remember anybody asking you for your opinion, Uncle Nasty.
This is what it's all about.
My sentiments entirely. How about you, Wilfred?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, definitely.
You can keep your big flushy cars.
Yes, sir.
You can keep your posh villas in Spain.
Definitely.
And you can keep your champagne parties on board your luxury yachts in Monte Carlo.
Absolutely.
Give me my old deck chair, a pot of cocoa and Mother Nature, and I'll show you an happy man.
So will I. He's having a champagne party on board his luxury yacht in Monte Carlo. I hate you, rubbish, when you're in this mood. You're pathetic. What's wrong with having a flashy car and a posh villa and a luxury yacht?
Tell him, Wilfred.
Yeah, I will. You see, well, I think what he means is, honey, when are we getting one?
All I'm trying to say is, you don't need material things to be happy, to enjoy life.
And you call this enjoying life, do you? Sit in the middle of the back garden which hasn't had a lawnmower over it for 3 years.
It's broken.
Which has as its focal point an air raid shelter half full of water.
I keep meaning to pull it down.
A garden which to get into you have to climb over a pile of rubble 6 feet high where the garage collapsed.
That's the rockery.
Can I say something?
Of course you can, Wilfred.
It's just that I think I know what Uncle Rubbish is trying to say.
Well, for crying out loud, tell me, because I'm blowed if I do.
Well, you see, what he means when he says you don't need material things to be happy is, well, I mean, you see, someone who's having a party in a luxury air raid shelter might not be as happy as someone who's flashy car runs on champagne. Well, I think this is the bit he didn't quite get across. If you're enjoying yourself on a rocker in Monte Carlo, you don't need to go to Spain for your cocker. Well, hang on. Hang on, right. If your garage is collapsed on your lawnmower and you're in it set as that for a campaign, go take your rocker to Monte Carlo because you'll end up with the same problem that I've got.
And what problem is that, Wilfred?
I forgot what the question was.
You know, I wish I'd never said anything now. I just feel happy when it's a lovely day. And I'm sitting in the garden surrounded by the wonders of nature. I get pleasure from the little things in life. The sight of a bird feeding its young. The perfume of a rose.
The smell of the stagnant water in the rotten air raid shelter.
I'm not rising to your bait, Uncle Nasty. I'm a nature lover, and that's all there is to it.
Well, I know nothing about nature, old lad. I suppose I'm too old to learn now.
No. You're never too old to learn about and appreciate the wonders of Mother Nature. A spider spinning its web. A caterpillar turning into a butterfly. A little ant carrying something 10 times its size.
Marvellous.
It's the little things that most people don't see that I enjoy. Behind every blade of grass, there's something miraculous to look at. Listen. Look over there, that face.
Where, lad?
You see that half brick just by the dustbin?
Yes.
About 2 yards to the left, there's a clump of dandelions.
I've got them, lad.
Now look just behind him, about 3 feet further back.
I see that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Brilliant. What is it, old guy?
An enamel bucket.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
When did you last see an enamel bucket, Ralph?
I can't remember. That's fantastic. Ain't nature wonderful?
I can't believe I'm listening to this job, Johnny.
Don't shout, Uncle Nasty. It might be sitting on its head.
It's a rotten enamel bucket.
I know it's wonderful. I wish I'd been interested in nature earlier. Think of what I've missed.
If I won't hear in this with my own ears, I won't believe it.
Ah, this is wonderful. This is what it's all about. I mean, this is really what it's all about.
Where is everybody, Fred? The house is empty.
Don't ask me where everyone is. Oh, I can't go. I'm stuck in this kitchen trying to make a meal for 8 out of a bucket of custard powder, 2 turnips and 6 pickled onions and a pan scrub. And they're lounging out there in the garden. Oh, why won't they take me away?
She said they're lounging in the garden.
They'll be sunbathing in
the garden. They will, yes.
And they never told us. No, they didn't. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Ernest. I'm going to put on my pea green play suit
over me Chili and Jade Bermuda shorts. I'm going to get on me inflatable sun lounger and I'm going to frizzle.
And I shall be frizzling with you, Geoffrey. What is it I shall be doing with you?
Frizzling.
Frizzling.
We shall frizzle to a frazzle, won't we?
Frizzle, frizzle.
Ernest. Well, what are you wearing?
Oh, I never thought. Let me think. Now then. Oh, I've just thunk. What about me apricot and canary yellow bathrobe over my turquoise and lilac Lurex swimming trunks?
Wear your emerald green and cerise boxer shorts with the bugle beads round the turn-up.
I will. You've hit it on the head, those of them. I will. Oh, I love it.
Well, are you coming, Frieda?
Yes, come on, Frieda. Get your bathing cozy on. Get some rays to your body.
You are joking. I don't go out there in my bathing costume. I bought it 38 years ago when I was 7'2".
And what are you now, Frieda?
15'12". But apart from that, I've looked ridiculous. There's a big hole in the knee.
I don't care what anybody says. This is what it's all about. Not a cloud in the sky, the sun beating down unmercifully. It's beautiful. Do you know, I might take off my jacket and tow my cardigans in an hour or two.
And why not, lad? I was thinking I might roll my trouser legs up to my knees and do a bit of sunbathing.
Good idea, Ratfish. I wish I could, but I've got my thermal long johns on under my tweed trousers.
You must be sweltered under that lot of rubbish.
I am a bit. Mind you, it's my own fault. I've still got my hot water bottle under my waistcoat.
Are you working on a sunbathe, Grimshaw?
No. I'm keeping my eye on that enamel bucket. I don't want to miss it when it turns into a chrysalis.
Surrounded by the dregs of civilization.
Oh, thank you very much, Ginger.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no. This is all I need. Look who's clambering over the remains of the garage carrying their airbeds.
He's Ernest and Geoffrey. Hey, we're over here, you two. What's where you're walking? Don't disturb that enamel bucket. He's hatching its eggs.
Just look at the state of them. They look like an explosion in a paint factory.
I'm coming. Oh, it's like going on a mountain climb getting into our back garden, isn't it?
What to do with the donkey?
The house is full of them.
Well, I'm put out, Ernie.
And so am I, Jasper. Oh.
We couldn't find the pump to pump up our airbag.
We had to do it ourselves.
Yes, we had. Well, I went dizzy, didn't I?
I went all wobbly. Mm. I went all wobbly. I had to get your smelling salts out, didn't I, Jeffrey?
Yes, you did, Ernie. My brain was spinning.
Anyway, you're here now, so find yourself a place, get sunbathing, and shut it.
Oh, Ernie! Oh, there's a great big black slug.
Where?
Where?
There, there.
Where?
There,
there. There. By your foot.
Oh! Jeffrey, do something.
I can't, Ernie.
Why?
Because I'm halfway up this clothespost with my eyes shut.
Will somebody please do something?
Come here, little slug. Let's pick you up and move you over here. There we are.
Oh, Jeffrey! It touched it! It touched it with his fingers! I'm not looking, Ernest. I am not looking.
Hey, Johnny, a rotten slug. Give it here, rubbish. I'll get rid of it.
Oh, no, you won't, Uncle Nasty. I know you. You'll take great delight in killing it. I like all forms of life. In fact, when I was a little lad, I used to have a pet slug.
Hey, I think that's fantastic.
I used to call it Salmon.
Salmon slug.
Beautiful.
A big black one he was. I kept him in my dad's greenhouse. Do you know, I used to teach him tricks.
What kind of tricks?
I taught him to sit and stay on trust.
Well, I find that amazing.
One day, I put him in his little tin box. I said, Sammy, sit and stay on trust. I put the lid on, stood a plant put on top of it, and do you know, 6 months later, he was still there.
Now, that's what I call obedience. You can lie down now, Jeffrey. Uncle Rubbish has moved the snail.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
With a bit of effort, we could make this back garden beautiful. We could have a pond with a fountain.
Oh, what could we put in the pond?
You two, for a start.
Well, it could be fantastic. We could have a new base just for this.
Yeah, there's enough people living here already.
You mean flowers, you wally.
What do you think, Jeffrey?
Oh, I'm all for it. A lovely lawn with them big setting swings in it. Ooh, that's what I'd like. I love swinging.
I'll get a rope.
Oh, that's funny, that is. That's hysterical. There's enough people living here already.
You see, what we need is a talented landscape gardener. All right, lads.
Oh, no.
No. Red Fibber.
In the flesh.
You can say that again, pal. These shorts I'm wearing at shorts are well when I won men's high jump in 1948 Olympic Games.
You lie, right?
I'm telling you. I put 4.5 feet on world record that day. I would have got higher only my pole weren't long enough.
Have you ever landscaped a garden, Fred?
I've lost count at gardens I've landscaped. I've done all stately homes in country. Capability Fred, they called me. I specialise in waterfalls.
I wish you were under one now.
How would you, as a landscape gardener, Fred, improve this garden?
Set fire to it. You got to start from scratch. So what about the layout then, Fred? Tell you what, I'll draw you some plans up. You want your vegetables over there. You want your fish pond here with your ornamental fountain. You want your croquet lawn over there. And you must have a maze.
What's a maze?
You go into them and get lost.
We'll have six and make them big ones.
Hang on. I've just had a fantastic idea.
Oh, no.
This is a momentous occasion, this. Make a note of everything over this next half minute, because in years to come, people will say, where were you when Fred Fibber had his greatest ever idea?
This is fantastic. Do you mean we're making history, Fred?
We certainly are, pal.
I think I'll stand on one leg, close one eye, and whistle.
Whatever for, Wilfred?
Because in years to come, when history's been written and children's children's children ask their parents' parents' parents, where were you when Fred Fibber had his greatest idea ever? I'll be able to say I was standing on one leg with one eye closed, whistling.
With my fingers round your rotten windpipe. All right, so what is this brilliant idea you've had, Fibber, that's going to cost us a fortune, no doubt?
Cost you a fortune? You're joking. This will make you a fortune.
We've heard all this before.
Come on, Dad. Don't keep us in suspense any longer. What is it?
We're going to convert your back garden into a safari park.
Oh, flipping it!
What's up, lad?
I wasn't ready. I was on one leg, but I didn't have my eye closed and I wasn't whistling.
What made you? A safari park?
Yep.
You're mad.
I think it's fantastic.
So do I. The place is ready made for it.
It is if you're thinking of putting pigs in it.
I'll tell you what would look good in that corner. A gazebo.
Oh, we don't want one of them.
Why not, lad?
It might bite them.
What are you on about? Gazebos don't bite.
Of course they don't.
Well, not often. Anyway, we'll make sure by getting a tame one. Look, leave it to me. I'll have plans drawn up in the morning. Well, I think it's a brilliant idea. Just imagine our own safari park.
I think it's fantastic.
He's an incredible fella, is old Fred.
He's an incredible wass.
Ah, here's that face. Have you got the plans, old lad?
I have, Guffer. He's brilliant, is Fred. Do you realise he's a qualified architect and draftsman? He has all the equipment, computers, everything.
So where's the plans for this safari park, then?
Up back of this envelope.
Let's have a look, then.
Here you are.
What's this behind the greenhouse?
That's our own marine land.
You mean for dolphins and killer whales and things?
That's right, Guffer.
What are we having?
Two killer tadpoles.
Are they in a pool with the audience all round?
No, they're in a jam jar with glass all round.
He wants to convert the air raid shelter into a cafe and restroom. The far end of the garden's to be fenced off with skull and crossbone signs every 5 yards.
What are we having, African elephants?
No, man-eating hamsters.
It's a joke, isn't it? It's pathetic.
Let's have a look, Ratface. The rest of the available space to be made available for a variety of animals to roam freely among the visitors.
What kind of animals?
Here we are. Dogs, cats, ants, mice, hedgehogs, ducks, and worms.
That's been put in his plans for like a main attraction, you know. Something to draw the crowds in.
It'll be a caterpillar in a matchbox.
Hey, this is brilliant. Right in the middle is a tent which the public have to pay extra to go into.
Ah, well, this will be main attraction.
It is.
Well, what is it all, lad?
The only two-headed Abyssinian donkey in captivity.
And where do we get the two-headed Abyssinian donkey from?
It's you and me, Uncle Nasty, in a pantomime off. I play the front half, and you play the other front half. We're like back to back.
If you think I'm getting into a pantomime horse with you, you've had it. Besides, the public aren't deaf, you know. They won't fall for that old trick.
That's just where you're wrong, Uncle Nasty, you see. What was it Phineas Taylor Barnum said? There's a sucker born every minute. And he made a fortune.
Good old Barnum. I used to like him on the wireless. What was it they used to say to him? Give him the money, Barnum. Now, if we're all here, we'll start. Ernest and Geoffrey, are you happy taking the money on the door and acting as guides?
Happy, happy. Are we ever happy? We've run up the most gorgeous little uniforms, haven't we, Geoffrey?
We have, Ernest. Pale lilac trousers with a green stripe down the leg.
Green stripe down the leg.
Scarlet tunic with GSPF embroidered on the pocket.
GSPF?
Jumbleweed Safari Park and Fairground.
Ernest thought it stood for Jeffrey's Sugar Plum Fairy.
Don't it make you sick?
Now, Wilfred, what's the latest on the animals?
The vicar says we can have his carcass.
Well, where is it?
It set off yesterday.
Brilliant. That's what I call a safari park.
Yeah, what about the fairground bit? You know, what amusements have we got to offer the three people who might be daft enough to come?
It's a tattooed lady.
And who is it?
Frida.
Yes, Fred's in the kitchen now tattooing her.
This I have got to see.
Of course you can, it'll only cost you 10 pence. Right, Ratface, I want you to go to the town hall and see the environmental fella who rang up this morning.
Right, old gaffer. Oh, it's Frida. Hey, has Fred finished tattooing you, Frida?
Has he finished? You are joking. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. He's put flags of all nations all over my body. I've got the rising sun on my left side, the stars and stripes on my right side, the Union Jack on my front side, and I daren't tell you where he wanted to put the hammer and sickle.
I'm leaving the publicity to you, Wilfred. You get the local paper to advertise it and put posters up everywhere.
Okay.
And sell it, Wilfred. I mean, really sell it.
What do you mean?
Make it sound good. Realistic.
And a bargain.
What are you charging?
£2.50.
A bargain.
It is. That's very cheap when you think what they're getting.
Well, it's up to you, Wilfred, lad. Advertising's all about selling the product.
Leave it to me.
I'll go see this environment chap. Are you coming with us, Uncle Nasty, or what?
I might as well. Get out of the way, Frida. Move your hammer and sickle.
Here we are, Uncle Nasty. This is the door. Department of the Environment. Oh, there's no one here. Oh, there's a sign on counter.
Sid Squeak, Chief Assistant for Leisure Activities and Services.
Ah, there you are. Are you the man we've come to see?
I shouldn't be at all surprised. Sid Squeak at your service, Chief Environmental Assistant for this district, with special responsibilities for leisure activities and services.
Good. Well, we're from Grumbleweed Towers. You rang us up and asked someone to call round.
Ah, yes. From information received, I understand you wish to convert your establishment into a safari park and leisure complex.
That's right, and it's going to be good, isn't it, Uncle Nasty?
It is if you're into worms.
Worms?
Yeah, you see, our safari park's going to be different.
I'm so pleased, but there are certain procedures which must be observed.
Excuse me, pal, do you sell umbrellas?
There's no need to be facetious. It will be necessary for certain signatures to be signed on certain forms.
A plastic rain or a doula?
Also, we shall need a satisfactory evidence of a suitable safety precautions in case of accidents to visitors. What first aid facilities exist at your establishment?
Well, we have got a box of plasters and a crepe bandage.
That'll do nicely. I'm here.
Right, Mr. Swayze.
May I wish you every success on your safari complex.
Oh, thank you very much. Aye, we're hoping to open this Saturday, lad.
Then may the sun shine this very Saturday.
I wish it'd shine right now and dry me out.
Oh, who's that? Hello?
Are you all right, Uncle Robin?
Yes, I am coming, Wilfred. What's up, Wilfred, lad? It's 6:30 in the morning. You look excited.
I am. It's fantastic.
Calm down, lad. Calm down.
But it's fantastic. There's thousands of people outside. Thousands. All queuing outside the entrance.
But we don't open for 4 hours. That's fantastic.
I know. I said it was. I said it stick.
Pass me my dressing gown and call the others, will you?
Yes, hold it upstairs. Upstairs. Where's up, everybody?
What's all the flippery noise about?
It's fantastic, Uncle Nasty. There's thousands of people all queuing outside at the party park.
I don't believe it.
He's right, Uncle Nasty. Look, they stretch right down the road.
I've just heard what you said. It's fantastic.
That's what I keep saying. It's fantastic.
Uncle Nasty, can you go down and tell them we'll open early, but can they please be patient?
Right.
Well, old gaffer, I think we've done it. I think we've really cracked it this time.
Good old Fred Fibber.
Here comes Ernest St. Jeffrey in the uniform.
We had the commotion. Ain't it fantastic?
Fantastic is the word.
I know. I've been saying it all morning. It's fantastic.
Let's not let our public down. Let's give them a day to remember.
Here's Uncle Nasty back. Is everything all right, Uncle Nasty?
Grimshaw, I'm going to swap your ears over.
What have I done?
I hope you'll like hospital food, Grimshaw, because you're going to be on it for months.
Uncle Nasty, there's something wrong.
That is the understatement of the century. Grimshaw, what did you put in that flipping advert?
Only what you told me.
What we told you?
You said, sell the product. So I put, for sale, Rumbleweed Towers in Safari Park.
How much for, Wilfred?
What you said, £2.50. That's what you said. Sell it, you said. Really sell it. So I sold it.
Where are you going, Uncle Nasty?
I'm going to put another advert in that rotten paper. For sale. Pratt, any offer accepted. Come here.
If you've been listening, you have been listening to Safari Good, starring the Grumbleweeds, that's Carl, Graham, Morris, Robin. Safari Good was written and produced in the centre of the city of Manchester, which is north of Macclesfield, Stockport and Buxton, by Mike Craig Esquire.